The Talk Station.
KRCD KRCD Talk Station. Happy Wednesday. Brian Thomas here inviting you to listener lunch. Drew's on the river, the location. It'll be a great day for it. High of 77. And it is a great day to talk to Orlando Sanza. You may recall him. He's a local politician. He did run, sadly, an unsuccessful campaign for Ohio Senate. He's a local lawyer and lives in Springfield Township. And he wrote a great op-ed piece the other day. August election does not subvert democracy. Orlando Sanza, welcome to the 55 KRC Morning Show. It's a real pleasure to have you on today.
Brian, thanks for having me on. Thank you.
You know, this is even controversial. And, of course, we're talking about the August election. We will have the opportunity to vote on amending our law, or the Constitution of the State of Ohio, to require 60% of the vote on any given proposal, whether it's a ballot initiative that comes out or whether it's the state lawmakers placing an amendment on the ballot. It's not 50 plus one vote. It's going to be 60% plus one vote. It just at the outset, Orlando, it always shocks me that it is so dang easy to amend Ohio's Constitution. As you point out, Ohio's Constitution, your op-ed piece, has already been amended 172 times, although there's a whole lot more efforts and failed attempts to amend the Constitution. It's the supreme law of the state of Ohio. It should be difficult, like the Ohio or like the United States Constitution. What are your specific reasons why you're advocating for this to pass?
Well, that's right, Brian. You bring up the fact that it's so easy to amend our supreme law in our land of Ohio. In comparison, you brought up the U.S. Constitution. Look, we're looking at 27 times since our nation's founding that we've amended our U.S. Constitution. If you take away the first 10, our Bill of Rights, that's only 17 individual times compared to 172 times for Ohio. It's very easy to amend it. And the point is that for August election, we have an opportunity as Ohioans to say, no, we want a permanent change. This isn't a temporary change. This isn't like, you know, in November or in next year, we have a constitutional proposition and then we want to block, you know, a 50% plus one passage. No, this is going to be a permanent change to raise that threshold to prove just that broad support across Ohio. If we want to amend our supreme law of the land, it should be difficult, not overbearing. You know, the other thing, too, that I didn't really have an opportunity to point out on the op-ed is a lot of people, as I talk now throughout Hamilton County on the August 8th initiative, people come back to me and say, well, we're never going to get anything passed then. I said, no, not so. In recent history in Ohio, we have recent passage of amendments where we've cleared 60%. What are some of them? You look at 2011 when we tried to oppose Obamacare and we passed successfully the Healthcare Freedom Amendment, 66% support in 2011. 2017, Marcy's Law, protecting victims' rights in Ohio, 83% passage. And most recently last year, Bail Issue 1, we had Joe Dieters going around our state trying to pass and make sure that judges have, again, public safety as a factor in determining bail. 76% passage. We have that in Ohio. If we want broad support for a constitutional amendment, we can get there. It should not be 50% plus one.
Well, and I think it's important to note, Orlando, and feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, merely because a ballot initiative to amend the Constitution fails, that doesn't preclude legislation or legislative action by the elected officials in Columbus to act on that very topic.
That's exactly right. You know, we can't forget that a constitutional amendment is almost a last case scenario. What is our primary means of changing laws if we don't like it? Our founding fathers created a great system. Now, it's not perfect, but we have our state legislature that we elect representatives in there that they debate. We get resolutions on the floor. We get bills passed. We attempt to pass laws that way, where we have greater voice for representatives that represent the communities that we live in. If that's not working, then constitutional amendment should be the route, but it shouldn't be the primary route like we've been seeing in Ohio for a long, long time.
Well, and as you also point out, and I think very wisely in your op-ed piece, this will stop fringe elements in their tracks, the idea that they're going to push a lot of money into our state from outside interests, which is funds a lot of these initiatives. And they, you know, they gain some public support because of the intense marketing and the dollars they throw at it, and quite often misleading advertising. If they got to get 60% of Ohioans to buy into a concept that they're pushing, it's going to be a little less tempting for them to start throwing millions of dollars at something if they really, really don't have what is wide popular support.
And that's exactly right, too, that, you know, what we're also trying to change in Ohio is that outside interest groups that really have no foothold in Ohio, that shouldn't even be dictating to us through a constitutional amendment what we Ohioans should be able to do. We can't have that. 50% support, you know, we saw that with casinos. No matter what you think about casinos and whether you frequent, you know, our Hard Rock Casino, you know, that outside interest group, 53% is what passed. It was a marketing game.
Yeah, it
you
was.
Know, it was trying to get advertising and marketing. This is not going to stop. You know, if we don't act now as Ohioans, we're going to see, you know, recreational drug use that's going to be brought in through constitutional amendment, raising minimum wage through constitutional amendment, the infringement of our Second Amendment rights through constitutional amendment, enshrining abortion. You know, a lot of people say that, well, this is just trying to block, you know, the November abortion constitutional amendment initiative that we're going to see this coming November. Well, that's exactly right. But the abortion issue is just one of a series of special interest initiatives that the radical left is just going to try to push again through our constitutional amendment, supreme law of the land. That should not be the case at all.
Well, you mentioned the casino gambling, and that established in the Constitution basically monopolies for the specific locations for casinos. You know, there's no free market involved in that.
Right.
Now, that's because people aren't against gambling for the most part. It was a squeaker. I'll agree with you, 53%.
Sure.
And I think a lot of people who voted no on that, who didn't like that, were the same reason that they voted no on establishing a drug cartel by handing
That's
specific
right.
licenses to specific organizations that were well-funded and, in some cases, or at least one case, you know, had John Boehner on their board of directors. But that was rejected by 70%+ of the voters because, no, there's no free market. I can't participate in this new industry. You have said only these well-connected, well-heeled people are allowed to grow marijuana in the state. Limited number of license with specifically identified people. That was, people said hell no on that. So
that's right.
I mean, we can defeat stuff like this, but, you know, in the case, some people just, you know, I want medical marijuana. I don't care how I get it. Let them have the cartels, and, you know, people want to get something that the legislative branch is not busy working on like they should. And that quite often is one of the reasons that these ballot initiatives come up, because our elected officials in Columbus aren't listening to what the people are clamoring for.
Well, that's right. But again, it proves the point that let that be the primary route, you know, not let's go straight to constitutional amendment and let's have funding from outside of Ohio do that in this marketing type game. The other thing, too, that this constitutional threshold raising initiative for August 8th is going to do is it's going to require that there be support from all 88 counties. Right now, you only need 44 counties, signatories. And getting signatures from only 44 counties, that's not broad support. You know, there should be support from all across Ohio, and that's exactly what the August 8th initiative is going to look to do. Raise the threshold, yes, but it's also, okay, we need to get 5% of voters from all 88 counties if we want to get this done.
Now, are you aware, and I don't want to put you on the spot if you're not familiar, Orlando Sanza, my guest today, wrote this op-ed we're talking about, captioned August Election Does Not Subvert Democracy. You can find it at Cincinnati.com, which is the Enquirer's website. Is there an organized, moneyed opposition to this amendment to this vote in August? I mean, I would expect that the pro-abortion groups might be heavily funding opposition to this, but that's just one of any number of groups who might be funding an opposition. Is there an organized campaign at this point?
The short answer is yes. You know, how many organized groups, I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine, but I would suspect that, yes, the pro-abortion group is heavily funding this. and trying to push for a no vote on August 8th. Why? Because what they're trying to do is characterize this as a very siloed initiative to try to block their constitutional initiative in November. But again, it's very important to point out, Brian, that this is not just about trying to stop the enshrinement of abortion in our Ohio Constitution in November. This goes beyond that, because if that passes in November, it's just going to be, again, a domino effect of what else are they going to do in Ohio through our constitutional amendment. So is there an initiative to try to block August? Absolutely. It just, again, drives the point that we've got to go out there and vote on August 8th. There's already an expected low turnout. I mean, record low turnout. We're talking 8%, 10% of Ohio voters. This is going to be a turnout game. You know, not a lot of people know that there's even going to be an August 8th initiative, let alone what it's about, and let alone that we even have an Ohio Constitution that's been amended 172 times. So please, you know, I urge your listeners, you know, let's get out there. Let's vote August 8th. Vote early, because, you know, voting early, it's not bad. July 11th is the start of early voting. It's okay to vote this way is the mantra that I've heard time and time again these last few weeks. It's, again, going to be a turnout game, and we've got to go and turn out and vote yes August 8th.
Excellent point you're making, Orlando Sanz, on the low turnout. Clearly it will be. It's the only thing on the ballot. I believe there could be another tag-on initiative for some local community, but vast majority of us have this one thing to vote on. And I'm reminded of sort of the stealth school levy campaigns, and sometimes they fly under the radar. They'll have it in an off election, like in a spring election. There won't be a lot of advertising for it, but word gets around within the school district and the teachers and the students and their parents. Vote yes on this, and let's not speak a whole lot about it. Maybe nobody will show up, and the numbers will allow us to get it passed. That could very well be what's going on right here. You know, the you may not see a big advertising campaign saying vote no, but the word is getting out. Social media makes it very easy to spread the word out, so the numbers can really get jacked up on one side or another, depending on how well they are spreading the word on it.
That's right. You know, we've got to, again, it just, again, drives a point that we've got to do our part and spread it in our network, you know, whether it's social media or texting people, you know, trying to get yard signs this late in the game. We're attempting to do that, you know, in the Ohio Republican Party. But it's going to be spreading the word, because with the low vote turnout, you're exactly right. A stealth campaign is what has been the strategy in the past. Well, we've got to be loud about it, you know, and not afraid to advocate for a yes vote to protect our Ohio Constitution and our democracy in Ohio.
Orlando Sanza, you're doing your job. You wrote an op-ed piece, showed up in the Enquirer. You're doing your job on my program. I'm doing my job to try to get the word out, and I'm asking each and every one of my listeners, you got a group of friends, let them know. Tell them to vote yes to change this, to require 60%. To amend the Constitution of the state of Ohio. It'll be good for everybody, and it'll also bring about a lot of legal stability to the state of Ohio that doesn't exist right now, given how easy it is to amend the Constitution. Orlando, before we part company, are you planning on running for office again?
Well, look, Brian, you know, here's what I'll say to that. Right now, Cincinnati and our surrounding community, we're suffering from a crisis of leadership and representation, both locally or state house or even in Washington. So when I see unserious representatives that, you know, think that they're just going to try to get headlines and go shirtless on a front page of a newspaper and drop F-bombs, that to me shows the unseriousness of our representatives and not trying to actually work hard for the people and produce good results. Does that motivate me? Absolutely it does.
Yeah.
Because that's not the environment that I want my kids to grow up in. Am I considering running again? I'm seriously considering it, because I want to help fix the problem. So I'll leave you with that.
Kind of figured that was the direction you were going. A definite probably. How's that? Orlando Sanza, keep up the great work. Keep spreading the word. And I'll probably end up talking to you again on some other topic down the road, my friend. Stay well.
Very good. All right. Thanks, Brian.
720, 55 KRC Talk Station. FOP President Dan Hills. More shootings, more juveniles shot. We'll talk about that at the bottom.